Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and I'm proud to announce and happy and excited that we are at the Milken Conference 2023. And today, my guest is Kenneth Lundener, who is the founder over at BioSig Tech. Ken, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Nice to be here.
All right, Ken. So I'm excited to learn more about BioSig and also its mission and, you know, your origin story. Like, how did you discover the Milken Conference and like what brought you here today? Some of your favorite moments. We got a lot to cover. I know that sounds like a lot.
Sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah. But we're going to start this episode the way that we start them all. We have something on the show, Ken, that we call our Mission Matters Minute. And so, Ken, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Ken, what mission matters to you?
Well, the mission we're on is to improve the outcomes for a surgery called cardiac ablation. Somebody that has a rapid heart rhythm or AFib, where your heart is racing, it's something that has to get fixed. And we're on a mission to do it better and faster. Seems simple, but it's really important.
Wonderful. And we'll definitely get more into that as well. But to get us kicked off here, how did you discover the Milken Conference and just the Milken Institute in general?
Well, that's a good long story, but I'll give you the shorter version. So my background, I actually started my career on Wall Street in New York City back in the day of Milken. And I worked for a great firm called Seligman, which has notoriety as being one of the top technology investors in the United States. And Mike Milken and Drexel Burnham, back in their heyday, were providing financing for industries that really didn't exist in the United States. So like the wireless industry, cable television programming, so many others. And he would basically help these industries get started from scratch. And then we at our organization were investing large sums of money through the stock market to support these companies. So one of the companies that really rings such a great memory for me is Mirage Resorts. Mm. Mike Milken provided the original financing for Steve Wynn to build the Mirage, which really started the transformation of Las Vegas as we know it today. Back when I first started investing in that company, Milken was really the first one to take the risk on that transformation. So my origin is that. And then through one of our shareholders, we're a publicly traded company on the NASDAQ. They recommended that I meet Lorraine Spurge, who was going to accommodate me to attend the Milken Conference. And it turned out that we knew so many people in common and had so much background that overlapped. She ended up joining our board of advisors. So she's been a terrific Sherpa here at the Milken Conference. And this being our first year here, it's really the most amazing environment I've seen in 33 years. Yeah. That's how amazed I am.
So I've learned, so this is my second time at the conference. And one of my big goals is really to educate our audience and really others out there about the Milken Institute, the great work that's taking place here. And I learned this term recently when doing an interview. It was called Milken Magic. It's this idea that when you come here, you meet other people, other like-minded people, other people that really want to do good in the world. What kind of advice, like there's other corporate leaders out there right now that'll be watching this, that are thinking about like, you know, their involvement, what they should be doing, like what kind of message would you give them in terms of like Milken and maybe their participation?
I think the United States needs more companies with mission that are trying to fix problems or solve issues. We saw an opportunity to improve heart surgery. We saw a big gap and we thought technology could be an answer. So we're 14 years into our journey. And the thing that I am just completely in awe of is so you call it Milken and magic. It's the it's a collaborative group of the most purpose-driven people that I know of. And it's not that easy to get in here. You have to come in via invitation, which means somebody's got to evaluate that you have something worthy of contribution. So my advice is find a large problem, get a team, find some way to get the resources to build it up, and then bring it forward. And if it's important, believe it or not, this organization finds a way to invite you in. And, you know, in terms of us, medical innovation is really one of the big pillars of what Milken Institute believes in. They have a number of branches. One of them is called Faster Cures. That's a new book that he just published talking about how technology and innovation can push forward the medical industry and help deal with our aging population. So it's just a privilege to be part of it. And I don't know of any other platform in the United States or frankly the world that is so well thought through and so comprehensive. It's really been an amazing experience, that's for sure.
So speaking of, you know, taking your own advice, at some point you made the decision to tackle and to handle a large problem, which is your current present day, like from Wall Street guy to that, like you got to give me a little of that. How did that happen?
9/11, being a New Yorker and having that kind of disruption, it really allowed me to take a look at what I was doing. I was investing money for others. We were doing a good job of that. But I just took a pause after that event to think about how am I going to spend the rest of my career? I was 31 years old at the time. And luckily, I was able to walk away. I had some resources. And I took my time to figure out what I wanted to do. I had some very good mentors, folks who had built some other medical technology companies. And I sort of went to school on how to do it. And it took me roughly 7 years courage to start BioSig, which we started in the depths of the last pandemic. We started at the depths of the last financial crisis. So 2009, when General Electric was rumored to be going bankrupt, up came the company here in Los Angeles. So we're in Santa Monica, about a mile from the Milken Institute, which is kind of great.
So tell us a little bit more about, you mentioned some of the problems that you're handling at the company. Like maybe go a little bit further and tell us a little bit more about the directives and what you're working on.
So we innovated a technology that helps see the body's electrical signals in the heart better than anybody. So I like to say we're like the Google Maps of heart surgery. So we take information from inside your heart. We process it through our computer system and we provide our physicians real-time decision-making capabilities that are new to them. But are in addition to what they're already currently using to help them make more confident decisions. The physicians are really our customers. We stand behind them to support them in you know, doing heart surgery, which is no easy thing for them to do. And it's been an amazing journey working with many of these folks to innovate the technology. Some of the big highlights for us was in 2017, the Mayo Clinic invested in our company, and they had basically helped us along with many others like UCLA, Texas Cardiac Arrhythmia Institute, and others build up the technology to the point where it was valuable to the industry. And we launched the product right before COVID hit. Yeah. So we had a little bit of a gap to jump over in terms of how COVID affected all of us. But, you know, I'm just happy that we're all here at this event. Nobody's wearing masks. And it shows you how medical innovation works in this country. We've been able to defeat a pandemic, although there are a lot of battle scars. But heart surgery is very important. AFib is a growing issue for the United States. There's roughly, I don't know, depending on whose numbers you believe, 7-8 million people that have this disease, rapid heart rhythms, 33.5 million people around the world. And in 10 years, that number is going to more than double. So one thing that Milken does at this conference is shows the impact of disease on society, impact of disease on the economy, impact of disease on families, everything from obesity to Alzheimer's to cardiovascular problems. And there's a group of like-minded people here that are looking to try to find ways to help, try to find ways to solve these problems because these are big issues. And the, just the expense of treating Alzheimer's, the slide that Milken put up the other day just still resonates in my head as wow. That's a big problem. Somebody better tackle that. We're tackling arrhythmias, which is, you know, the fourth leading disease in the U.S. And the world is aging. So these problems are very real. And technology is really our best solution. So we think we have a very good platform that we're rolling out now. And, you know, being here at Milken is just a total value add for us. It is.
Okay, so switching focus slightly for a moment. One of your favorite moments at Milken 2023. I know we're not done yet, and I'm putting you on the spot, but I know there's so many speakers. But one of your favorite moments. I didn't say the favorite, one of them.
So yesterday, this really sticks out. We had the opportunity to meet with two of Mike Milken's oldest friends in the healthcare world, Andy Von Eschenbach and Neil Cassell. Both are, you know, been with Milken from the beginning, and just hearing their stories about how they dealt with Michael and how he engaged them was really mind-altering. Andy von Eschenbach was the physician at MD Anderson who provided Milk in his cancer treatment. And, you know, he's here however many years later. I think it's 30 years. He's been fighting prostate cancer, and what he's done for that industry for the people who suffer with prostate cancer, that alone is enough to blow your mind. And that's just one thing this guy has done. And Neil Cassell is the founder of the Focused Ultrasound Foundation, which is a new
if somebody's watching this and if they want to learn more about BioSig and to kind of follow the progress and the journey of the company, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, there are two things I would say. One is our website is biosig.com, and we trade on the NASDAQ under ticker symbol BSGM. And, you know, we intend to be here for quite some time. I hope we can keep coming back to this event. But, you know, what we're doing is important work. It's exciting for anybody who has atrial fibrillation. I encourage you to learn more on our website, read about our progress, listen to the physicians that speak on our behalf. And if you have any questions, please reach out to us.
Fantastic. And we'll definitely, for all the audience, we'll definitely put all those links in the show notes so that you can go just click on the link and check it out. And Ken, just want to say, hey, really appreciate you making time for us today. I know you're busy at the conference over out there absorbing that milk and magic and making a difference. So
thank
really appreciate
you so much.
Coming on.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.